Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Lamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 29 kumfumfu 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ukhetho lwemelika nje luhleli lukhetho olusemehlweni omhlaba wonke luhlali nje lubheki kuye ngabantu bonke, ngoba okwenzakala emelika kuthinta phose umhlaba wonke.
Abancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli wemelika umnumzana Donald Trump nonkosikazi Kamala Harris baqhubeka ngemikhankaso yabo. Namhla kwezokhetho lwemelika sihlaziya imbali kamnumzana Tim Walz, umsekeli kankosikazi Kamala Harris oncintisa kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngeviki ezayo. Badabukile abantu ngokubhubha kuka Sihlangu Dlodlo obengumqondisi weqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli wemelika ababalisa umnumzana Donald Trump nonkosikazi Kamala Harris baqhubeka ngemikhankaso yabo. UHarris ekhangelelwe ukwenza umhlangano eWashington DC ntambama lamuhla, kuthi uTrump yena owakhe lintatheli izindaba eMar-a-Lago eFlorida. UHarris uza kwenzela umhlangano wakhe lapho umnumzana Trump aqhubela khona umhlangano labasekeli bakhe abasuka lapho baya kwenza udlakela edale lephalamende iCongress ngomnyaka ka-2021 besala ukuthi uBiden angene embusweni ngemva kokunqoba uTrump. Uphenyo luveza ukuba ababili laba bangujikile obhanqa. Ukhetho lukamongameli lolu luza kwenziwa ngeviki ezayo ngolwesibili, ndawonye lokudinga amalunga ephalamende kanye lenkokheli yezabelo. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lohlaziya izombusazwe umnumzana Mthulisi Mathuthu esebhilithane.
Ekuqaleni kumele nje sinanzelele ukuthi ukhetho lwemelika nje luhleli lukhetho olusemehlweni omhlaba wonke, luhlali nje lubheki kuye ngabantu bonke, ngoba okwenzakala emelika kuthinta phose umhlaba wonke. Ngoba masikhangela nje imelika ilizwe elikhulu, ilizwe elilamandla amakhulu emhlabeni, ngakho okwenzakala eAmerica kuhlala kubhekwe ngabantu bonke. Izinto ezenzakala eMelika ngathi inhlelo eziqhutshwa ngalabo abancintisanayo babili zithinta umhlaba wonke. Alapha nje ngasemazweni wonke entshonalanga, eObhilithani, wonke nje abeEurope, ngathi lo mhlaba wonke bonke abantu babhekisile kakhulu, ngoba uTrump ukhuluma ngokududula abantu bokuza. Umhlaba wonke ma ungakhuluma ngabantu bokuza, wonke umhlaba uyanyikinyeka, ngoba abantu beza bevela emhlabeni wonke, beza entshonalanga. Ngakho-ke wonke umuntu nje okhuluma ngabantu bokuza ukhuluma ngomhlaba wonke. Ngakho-ke mbona ngani le nto nje ikhangelelwe ngumuntu wonke ukuthi kanti uTrump izamusa ngaphi, njengoba ukhanya nje uphume egcekeni wama laphana into nje azimele ngayo, uvele nje obala ukuthi yena ucabanga njani. Ngakho-ke baningi abantu bokuza emazweni wonke, even nasemazweni esingathi abantu babhekelele njengamazwe ukuthi aphansi ahlupheka, lawo alabo abantu bokuza.
Abasekeli bababili laba uHarris loTrump bayabalandela ngomdlandla omkhulu, ngoba siyakubona emihlanganweni abayenzayo elizweni lonke jikelele. Kanti lophenyo liyakufakaza ukuthi bayalingana ngosekelo ababili laba. Kodwa ngokubona kwakho, ungathi kuyacaca yini ukuthi ngubani ozanqoba?
Singathi ukhetho lolu kulabo abaphakathi bangene ngenhliziyo kuyabe kubacacela. Laba bakaTrump labo bathi hayi siyaphumelela la, zibone phumelela. Laba nkosazana uKamala labo bazibona bephumelela. Kodwa mase sikukhangela nje ngelihlo lomuntu ongani hayi akangenanga ngenhliziyo, singathi kungani okwamanje ngutshikilobhanga. Ukhanya nje kungenzakala okwenzakala ngesikhathi kuncintisa unkosikazi ka-Clinton. Singabona futhi kusenzakala ngoba u-Trump ukhanya uzela ngolaka olukhulu njengeveve enkulu esingathi iveve ngesilungu. Lala umama laye ulazo nje i-strong point zakhe, kodwa okwamanje asingeke sitsho ukuthi ngubani ozophumelela. Kodwa u-Trump njengomuntu webhizimusi ukhanya u-strong kakhulu kulinki yakhe yelala abantu bamabhizimusi abama-McDonald's landani. Uza ngale ndlela njalo le nto yakhe le eye eyabantu bokuzo ukhanya abanye abaningi abemeleki bahlaba umxhwele. Singathi hayi sizomelela sibone ukuthi kuzophumana. Ngokubona kwambona umncintiswano lolu lufana nje luyana okokuqala unkosikazi ka-Clinton laye ephakathi.
Namthulisi Mathuthu uhlaziya izombusazwe ubexoxa lo ntungameli inkomo we-Studio 7 eseBhilitane. Silokhu sikudaba lokhetho lwemelika. UGibbs Dube usethulela imbali kamnumzana Tim Halls, umsekeli woncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli ekubandla le-Democratic Party emelika.
Umnumzana Tim Walz wakhethwa kabili ukuba ngusibalukhulu wesabelo seMinnesota engakakhethwa unkosikazi Kamala Harris ukuthi abe ngumsekeli wakhe. Ngesikhathi ekhankasela ukhetho oluzayo, ukhuluma kakhulu ngokukhula kwakhe eNebraska owenza waba yilokhu ayikho khona namuhla. UWalz, umsekeli kankosikazi Harris kukhetho oluzayo, wakhulelwa emaphandleni eNebraska. Indawo le ingumango ongaba ngamahola amahlanu okuya emagcekeni endizamtshina aseduzane. Lapha kugcwele iziphala. Abantu balapha bazibona beyingxenye yakhe. UBecky Potmessel ule plaza eduzane le-Alliance eNebraska.
When I see him on TV, he does not remind me of a politician. He reminds me of what would be my favorite teacher in school, because he's really invested in his community and his students. And he really has a high moral compass and good moral values.
UWalz wazalelwa eWest Point eNebraska, wakhulela eValentine, okulabantu abedlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili lengxenye 2600 abangaziwa kakhulu kwezombusazwe. Isakhamuzi seValentine umnumzana Tom Elliott uyayazi imuli kaWalz.
We followed Tim's career, I guess, a little bit at a distance.
Sasilandela imsebenzi ka-Tim sikhatshana, lokhu sasingakulindelanga.
This step, we probably didn't see this one coming.
Uyise wathi esanda kutholakala elesifo semvukuzane yamaphaphu, imuli yakhe yasuka kuleyo ndawo yahlala enyakatho okungumango oyisilinganiso sama-kilometers alikhulu lamajumi ayisithupha 160 kilometers ukuze behlale duzane lomdeni wabo.
I grew up in Butte, Nebraska, a town of 400 people.
Akhulela eButte, eNebraska, idolobhe labantu abangamakhulu amane i-400 ngangilabantwana abangamashumi amane lane 24 engabafundisa esikolweni semfundo yaphezulu.
I had 24 kids in my high school class.
Umteni kaWalz uyamkhumbula. Umalumakhe umnumzana Jerome Rainman wayengumlimi uthi uzavotela umzukulu wakhe loba engelaqiniso lokuthi uzazimela inhlupho zomhlaba njengoba wakhulela edolobheni elincane njalo ngumuntu olesisa kakhulu.
He was just your average kid. I mean, he was a good guy. Loved sports.
Wayengumntwana njengabanye abantwana, wayelungile ethanda ezemidlalo. UTim kasoze ajamelane kakhulu loPutin, kuyangethusa.
Tim isn't going to be tough enough for Putin. It concerns me.
UWalz wakhulela emaphandleni njalo wayethanda ukuthiya inhlanzi lokuzingela. Wayethanda imibhobho lezembatho ezifana lezebutho ama-camouflage. Wayelengwane ezifana lelezo ezithakazelelwa okwamanje ngabebandla lama-Democrats. UBarbara Cratchit wazenzela kanye lendodana yakhe amakawuso ahambelana lemifanekiso kaHarris loWalz alembala yebutho.
Camouflage hunting represents Nebraska, I guess.
Umbala wekamaflashi uveza impilo yeNebraska yokuthanda ukuzingela. Ngibona njalo. Sasikwenzela yena lokhu lomunye wakhe.
We're just taking it back for this ticket.
UWalz walandela okwenziwa nguyise owalwa impi yakwele Korea. Wangena kubutho kuviyo le-National Guard eleminyaka yokuzalwa elithumi lasikhombisa 17. Wahlala kubutho okweminyaka engamathumi amabili lane 24. Kodwa kulabanye abangaboniso linye ngembali kaWalz ebutho lokuthanda imibhobho. Umnumzana Stephen Hale isakamuzi seValentine.
Nah, he ain't close. He lying through his teeth.
Akekho eduze ulamanga umthetho we-Second Amendment kawusoze bamthathele izikhali njengalokhu abafuna kwenza kithi.
That's Second Amendment right. I ain't taking his gun away like they're trying to do us.
Uwazi usekela ukukhutshwa kwezisu okwenza ukuba engathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi eNebraska okulezindlu zokusonta ezilamizikhumbuzo zabantwana abangakazalwa njalo indawo le igcwele amaphetshana aveza ukuba bafuna ukuzala ngitsho lakancane ngodaba lokukhupha izisu. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Michael Watman ohlala eWest Point.
Most important issue for me has always been pro-life. Whoever is pro-life is who I vote for.
Lolu ludaba oluqatheke kakhulu empilweni yami ngoba ngisekela impilo. Umuntu osekela impilo ngumuntu engizamvotela kasoke ethole ivoti lami.
He won't get my vote.
Uwalz wathola isicoco sakhe ekolitshini le-Chadron State College lapho uTrump othakazelelwa khona ngabantu abaningi. Abaphathi bekolitshi leli basanda kwethula iflegi yakhe kulandela ukuphanyekwa kwayo duzane leflegi yeMelika ekolitshini leli. Isakhamuzi seChadron umnumzana Miles Bannan uthi ukuzalwa kukaWalz kule ndawo akutsho ukuba bayamsekela.
There's a lot of families who don't talk about politics very much because there's a lot of disagreements, you know, and
ule muli eziningi ezingathanda ukukhuluma ezombusazwe ngoba olokuphikisana okuningi. Ngibona engani kulabanye abathakazelela kwenzayo kodwa kusoze kuguqule indlela abavota ngayo.
I think that there's a lot of people who are comforted by him, but that may not change the way they vote.
Abanye bathi uWalz uzanika abantu beNebraska okwesikhatshana kodumo kodwa endaweni le akutsho ukuba ukhulela kuyo kuzamlethela amavoti. Udaba lolu lulotshwe nguNatasha Moskovaya lalethulelwa nguGibbs Dube.
Umbiko oqakathekileyo ngezokhetho lweMelika. Umsakazi wakho weStudio 7 uza kulethulela ezokhetho lweMelika ngokugcweleyo kusukisela namhla kuze kuyafika usuku lokuvota ngeviki ezayo ngolwesibili. Lalelani izindaba lezi lezinye khona lapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Lilakho njalo ukusilandela ezinkundleni zokuxhumana ezivokela iVOA Ndebele Facebook, VOA Ndebele Instagram, VOA Ndebele X ne VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel. Sikhona njalo ebulenjini be-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com.
Umthethwandaba we-High Court usunqume ukuba abaphathi ntambo ababili bakahulumende kumele bebuyisele imali yelizwe efika izigidi ezingamakhulu amabili zeZimbabwe gold, i-200 million abayithatha kuhulumende ngokungekho emthethweni. Amagqwetha akunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights abika ukuba umthethwandaba uthole umnumzana July Moyo ophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezisebenzi lomnumzana Frederick Shaba, umphathi ntambo ohlangothi lwezemfundo yaphezulu, benamacala okuthatha imali le bengalamvumo yabaphathi ntambo bohlangothi oluphethe imali yelizwe. Umthethwandaba uthi njalo bephula imithetho, ngakho ke kumele bebuyisele kuhulumende imali le okumele isetshenziswe ukwakha okugoqela izakhiwo. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma labo kanye lamagqwetha abo ngoba bebengaphenduli omakhalekhukhwini babo. Badabukile abaningi ngokubhubha kukaSihlangu Dlodlo obengumqondisi weqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders njalo obengumlingisi olodumo. U-Ezra Chisa-Spanda usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Bathithibele abantu abagoqela abasekeli beqembu le-Highlanders, abalingisi osomabhizimisi labanye abazi imisebenzi kaDlodlo otholakale etholile endlini yakhe enketa 9 izolo. Amapholisa agamule umnyango wendlu yakhe ukuze abone njalo athwale isidumbu sakhe. Athi okwamanje ahlolisisa ubhubha kwakhe. Balile ukwethulwa kuningi udaba lolu. Omakhelwane baphelele ngokwehlela uDlodlo owaloba umdlalo wokulingisa olodumo lwesihloko esithi Stitcher. Ebamsala lo nguye continue loving Mhlanga labanye. abeqembu lebhozo labo bathi baphelele ngokwehlele udlodlo. Umnumzana Morgan Dube unobhalajikelele weqembu leli uthi kubadabulile inhliziyo yokwenzakale kudlodlo obehlala yedwa.
Vele udlodlo besebenzelana kakhulu. Imisebenzi eminingi yonke ayenzayo, imisebenzi yayisenziwa ngusekretari uyalengazi kudala. So ubevele ethi akwenzileyo abe leqiniso ukuthi ngilala ngikwazi noma ngingekho eduze kwe-ofisi. Iyalendazi lapha ilahlekelwe, ibhora lilahlekelwe, udlodlo bele knowledge yebhora, bele knowledge and umuntu okwaba active kuma-referees kuleli lizwe. As such, umuntu ololwazi.
Umngane wakhe omkhulu umnumzana Alan Mpofu nguye ohambe endlini yakhe ukuyamkhangela ngoba bengasabambi umakhalekhukhwini wathola kukhiwe. Uthi uphelelwe.
We broke at the window and then we saw his body in there. Vele even said that vele angikwazi. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, angikwanisi ukuthi ngikhulume izinto eziningi vele. Ngidabukile, udlodlo is part of me. I've lost not only half of my life, but I've lost the whole of me.
Abalingisi labo bathi ubhubha kukadlodlo kubethusile njalo bakwazi ukuba wehlelwe yini. Unkululeko Nkala uthi umadolo nzima.
Uqhube thina abaningi bethu usikhulisile amanga babi. Mina kimi kwezemidlalo ube yi-board member yami kufestival iBIFA eyenze kakhulu into ze-art. Engumuntu ade kuxwayisa, engumuntu obethanda ukuhleka labantu. Hayi kubuhlungu amanga mabi, you know, uyazi lokhu amuntu uyaswela amazwi ukuthi kanti njani kodwa and njalo why.
Udlodlo wafundisa abalingisi abaningi ukuze kulingisa le midlalo etshiyeneyo. Ukwenza nasithandazile Dube ngomunye abadlula ezandleni zikampangazita.
Ungubaba abaningi, abantwana abaningi vele bambiza baba, ngubaba uSihlangu, abaningi bambiza ubhuti uSihlangu. The way I'm feeling right now, ngizobona ubuhlungu obunzima ungani ngibhujelwe ngumne wethu wegazi engizala laye ngendlela ubudlelwane ade silabo la uSihlangu. Mina I remember ngibhala ipoem yami ekalozi K. I think it was 2 or 3 years back. uSihlangu wanginika all the content about the poem. Konke ipoem yangikhona khathesi ilohlonzi ivuthiwe ngolwazi engaluphiwa ubaba uDlodlo.
Umkhulu yolodumo okhonana noma Thamsanqa Mkhonazi wafundiswa zokulingisa ngumpangazitha ukhala ezimathonzi.
Asilahlekelwe kakhulu, silahlekelwe kakhulu singama-artist singuBulawayo. Ningakutsho nje ukuthi
omunye ubethakazelela ezemidlalo yenguqu okwenza waqhathwa liqembu lebhozo owabe ngumqondisi walo. Loba bengathakazeleli okunye okwenziwa ngonompembe kodwa unompembe labo bathi badabukile emoyeni ngokwehlele udlodlo. Ublessing Mpande omunye wabo.
Utata uDlodlo ube ngumuntu onakekela abanye abantu. Ngimkhumbula ngothando lwakhe, ngomusa wakhe. Bengumuntu olesihawu, isihawu esingajwayelekanga esikhathini esiningi emuntwini oyindoda. Ubengasomuntu ozifaka yena kuqala but befaka abanye abantu kuqala. Ngizamkhumbula kakhulu ngomusa wakhe nangothando lwakhe.
Umndeni kaDlodlo uthi uza kwethula okuningi ngodaba lolu kusasa. Abazamabhizimisi, iziphatha amandla zikahulumende, intethe zindaba labanye bathi bakhala le muli kamuyi ongaziwa uba ubulewe yini. Abantu babuthene mahathula koBulawayo. Ngiyimela Sido 7 koBulawayo, iGabramu Ezra Jesus Band.
Yeso sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli wakwele South Korea umnumzana Yoon Suk Yeol uthi ubudlelwano bekwele Russia lele North Korea bulakho ukudala umonakalo omkhulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Abezindaba beReuters babika ukuba ukhuluma amazwi la kulandela okwenziwe ngele North Korea elihambise kwele Russia amasosha afika inkulungwane ezilitshumi 10,000 okukhangelelwe ukuba azahanjiswa kwele Ukraine lapho eliRussia elihlasela khona ngamandla. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Human Rights Watch ithi amapholisa kwele Mozambique asebulele abantu abalitshumi lanye i-11 kwalimala abafika amatshumi amahlanu 50 kulandela ukwethulwa kwempumela yokhetho lukamongameli kulelo lizwe okunqobe umnumzana Daniel Chapo webandla leFrelimo. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-James France Pretien.
wezabacha osakhulayo uLodwin Remire ulohlelo lokudingela abalejwabu elimhlophe amafutha avimba ukuba bengahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane yejwabu iskin cancer. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu bayalusekela uhlelo lolu besithi kumele uhulumende ancede abalejwabu elimhlophe ngokuba nemithetho ezakwenza ukuthi benelise ukuthenga amafutha afunakalayo. UTobias Mutsingwa usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
ULodwin yena owathola isicoco seMr. Albinism Zimbabwe lonyaka njalo ofunde ekolitshini le-University of Zimbabwe uthi umkhankaso wakhe olesihloko esithi One Sunscreen, One Life Saved ulakho ukunceda abaningi abalejwabu elimhlophe kumbe i-albinism abahlutshwa lilanga.
They are very expensive. One bottle costs $20.
Okukhona ukuthi balutshwane abaphila lejwabu elimhlophe abenelisa ukuthenga amafutha lawa ngoba ayadula. Ngesinye isikhathi afika i-$20 imbodlela eyodwa. Khona umuntu engafuna imbodlela ezimbili ngenyanga. Sikhangele umumo wezinto elizweni. Kuyasisinda thina ukuthenga amafutha lawa ngoba abaningi bethu kabasebenzi. Ngilethemba lokuthi ukudinga uncedo esesikuqalisile kuzasiza kakhulu ukwenzela ukuthi singatshabalaliswa umkhuhlane wemvukuzane.
Omunye osakhulayo olesimo lesi uThanaka Mahaso ohlala koBulawayo uthi uyalincoma inyathelo lokudinga ama-sunscreen kodwa kumele labo abafuna ukunceda bethenge amafutha ahambelana laye labanye bakhe.
Most of us abantu esiphila le-albinism kunzima ukuthola umsebenzi lapha elizweni lethu leli. So besicela ukuthi sithole inhlanganiso esingasincedisa ukuthi sithole la malibham lama sunscreen khona lathi siyaphila kahle njengawonke umuntu olejwabu elitshiyeneyo.
ULodwin uthi banengi abalejwabu elimhlophe abahlala emaphandleni abahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane uma kuqathaniswa labahlala emadolobheni. Lokhu kusekelwa ngokusanda kwethulwa inhlanganiso ye-Albino Association of Zimbabwe ethi kulabantu abalichumi ababulewe ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane lonyaka eZimbabwe. UTamiya Govere olejwabu elimhlophe uthi kuqakathekile ukuba bancedwe nguhulumende.
Mina ngibona kungaba ngcono makuyikuthi ihulumende engakwanisa ukubhadala enye intengo yalawa mafutha lokho sithi yikusubsidizer ukuze etholakale ngentengo ephansi.
UZibusiso Munandi osakhulayo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso emela amalungelo abatsha abangane platform uthi kuyabukeka okwenziwa nguLodwin.
Kuyadingeka ukubana imisebenzo lezi ezenziwayo ngabantu iqhubeke iphakanyiswe esiza ukubana ngabe banikwa ngabafutha, izingwane, kwini okungabavimba ukubana bengabanjwa yile mkhuhlane.
Unkosikazi Samantha Sibanda okunhlanganiso ye-Signs of Hope Trust uyakusekela lokhu esithi uhulumende unomlandu wokunakekela abalejwabu elimhlophe.
So just 2 weeks ago kulama budget consultations we've been pushing as an organization ukuthi kube ne albinism fund esethwa up through the national budget.
Studio 7 izame ukuzwa umbono kahulumende phezu kodaba lolu kodwa abaphathi intambo bengatsha zemali kanye lezimpilakahle bebengaphenduli omakhalekhukhwini. ULodwin uthi abangafuna ukunceda bengamthinta kumakhalekhukhwini kunombolo ethi +263 784 970 651 kumbe ku-email ethi albinismguru@gmail.com. Uthi ukhona njalo ku-Instagram, Facebook naku-LinkedIn ekhasini elithi Lodwin Remire. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mutsingwa.
Izakhamizi eziningi elizweni zithi zilokhu zithwele amagabha avuzayo ngenxa yomnotho welizwe ongamanga kuhle kulandela ukuwiswa kwesisindo semali yezigi ngohulumende ngenyanga edluleyo. Imali le iludaba egudwini abacubungula izomthetho besithi ayisasebenzi ngokusemthethweni ngoba kungalungisiswanga iziqondiso ezithile kodwa ibhanga le-RBZ lisithi ilungele ukusebenza. Lanxa iningi lezakhamizi zakoBulawayo lisithi alikaze liyibone limali kumbe liyisebenzise, uMnumzana Albert Masula isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeHarare Residents Trust uthi ukuba khona kwayo esigodlweni akuphathisi ngenxa yesilinganiso sama-exchange rate ehlukeneyo.
Ngapha eHarare
ama randi la mapula akatholakali ezitaladeni kangako okusho ukuthi abantu baphila nge US dollar la maziki amaziki ayatholakala kodwa uhlupho olukhona yikuthi i-official rate ekhulunywayo le actual rate ekela ngithi actual rate ngoba yiyo i-rate etholakala ezitaladeni kakuhambelani i-official rate kathesi it's about 1 US dollar to 27 ziki kukanti estaladeni yi-1 US dollar to 40 ziki ungagada amakhombi loma uye ema-tuck shop udinga intshintshi i-50 cents it's equivalent to 20 ziki kusitsho ukuthi per every dollar umuntu ulahlekelwa yi-13 ziki esingathi ku-$100 umuntu ulahlekelwa yi-1300 ziki kusitsho i-$48 ngase sikhangela nge-official rate already uyahlubone ukuthi izakhamizi ziba short-changed ngoba ziyalahlekelwa kakhulu thina-ke njengenhlanganiso emelele izakhamizi siyabhoda sikhangela indubo zabantu sibe sesizithatha leziyana indubo sizibambanise sizame ukukhuluma lama policy makers kasidinwa ukube sisenza imizamo yokuthi sixoxisane lalabo ababumba imithetho lalabo aba implementa imithetho ebunjwayo njalo lalabo okumele ukuthi banike ama services asuthisekayo kuzakhamisa sizama ukubabonisa ukuthi hatshi abantu bahlangana lendubo ezinje asizameni ukuzilungisisa
lo ngumnumzana Albert Masula umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yaRaru Residence Trust esixoxelayo eseyaRaru emhlanganweni weconference yezanu PF esanda ukuqhutshwa kobulawayo ibandla leli linqume ukuthi kuqiniswe amandla eziki kukhitshwe idola leMelika elizweni sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli be-Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Studio 7 okhathini lokukhulumayo ngala nebhola. Eyi nkosi yami, into ezenzakala ekhaya cha zithanda ukuba buhlungu kakhulu. Mina ngakuhlezi esikhundleni ubhizi ukuthi uzophuma kodwa ma uzwe iy'nkulumo zakhe indlela akhuluma ngakhona uyamuzwa ukuthi cha azi uphuma lo babantu and bonke labo abamphikisayo abathi aphume kumele baqaphele impela ngoba lo baba akalunganga uzobafakela bonke abakulanda bonke uyabona ngendlela labo kuthiwa ngubani ukuntamashe wakhona lapha onamagama othi ma ukhuluma ngathi uzodla amazinyo o-TTC bakhe labo babhizi bayakhuluma bathi yonke into ihamba kahle eZimbabwe ngaziphi into ihamba kahle eZimbabwe ngoba yikho nje into eyenziwa laba bantu iyaphambili.
Studio 7 ngibinjani Studio 7 ngibingelele konke abalandeli be-Studio 7 kodwa ngiceke mbuze emazimbabweni ukuthi uZimbabwe vele kuzafa kwaba-right sibili kuzafa kwaba le nto okuthi ayi-right sibili empikweni nje kumbe siyakhala amadonke ezemile impondo.
Labo ngabanye abalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Luyalandela uhlelo le-Live Talk namhla lapho ke uhlelo lwabatsha olwe-The Connection u-Evans Nenguzaba ixoxa labasakhulayo ngokhetho lwemelika oluzayo. Singakehlukani-ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela abancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump lenkosikazi Kamala Harris baqhubeka ngemikhankaso yabo badabukile abantu ngokubhubha kukaSihlangu Dlodlo. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 pm kusvika na 7:30 pm.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Milano.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.